process. But the folding barrier on the LA County side can have that be a barrier between them, some sort of sign or something. You know, so they're trying to solutions that we can get to, and having Forest Service get involved and start looking for adventure passes and whatnot. So we're actively trying to find a solution, and you guys are a part of that solution, and you've brought really good ideas. But I just want to give you that background first of this is just an open conversation, and that's the history and the challenges that were dealt with. So we're hoping we can move forward. The last meeting, business meeting, we had the principal from the elementary school, and very productive with him, and he was mentioning that he's going to talk to his risk analyst person and see if maybe we can open up the elementary school field, because he is saying regardless, there's thousands of people on the field if the gates open or not, so I might as well make it a sanctioned thing, a safe place for people to go, and it was already in agreement with the county before to have that as a county park. So by opening up that and working with them a little bit and providing a couple of porta-potties that we would find at that place, you're already alleviating a lot of the stress on the highway, because there is a place that people can go. So that's my long-winded background. It's a little bit shorter than the last meeting. So
one last thing I'd like to add, Sadie, is the meeting on Tuesday the 19th that we've invited the different agencies to attend. That is open to anybody who wishes to attend or sign into Zoom. It's not just for the agencies. Any resident, anybody that would like to join that meeting, you're more than welcome. Also, I'm sorry?
We can talk offline, but we discussed not having the public, general public there. That way they
It is a public meeting, and I'm not sure that we can say you can't go. I don't know if Lori's got anything.
Yeah, you can say everybody has to be welcome.
I would have to invite them.
Well, you can invite anybody you want, but it's a meeting.
Yeah, I'm starting to kill cans and fire.
And we will talk to that offline, maybe. But as far as I know, residents, anybody that wants to join the meeting can. I have a chat from Tracy when we were talking about the signs, and she says, does the sign have to be official? Could nicely made A-frame or semi-permanent sign get the job done? Donnie Horse Busy, or excuse me, concurs and says yes. I'm not really sure what the law is. I know you can't put it on Caltrans property.
Yeah, on the roads over there. You could, but I would caution you that would be wasted effort, because they were kicking over our official government form metal signs, just run them over so they don't have to pay the $15 ticket. So I don't think that they would heed to a framed picture, but maybe if it's really nice and has sparkles or something.
What will happen, Tracy and Donnie, what will happen after we finish the meetings, including the one on Tuesday? Sadie and I will get together, go over all the suggestions, and make a recommendation to the entire board at our next board meeting, which I believe is February 2nd.
Yes.
And it'll be on the agenda. It'll be discussed with the other three board members, and there may or may not be avenues for us to do an ordinance, or wherever we want to go as the board. Can't guarantee one way or another, but everybody would be able to go for public comments, and if it's on the agenda, anybody that wanted to could speak about it to the entire board. We are the winter traffic committee, Sadie and I. We got the short straws, so we're doing the meetings, but we will give a report to the entire board on the 2nd. Other than that, who else has got something to say?
I have a suggestion. would it be possible to help alleviate the traffic by running some kind of shuttle service? If we had a sign perhaps on Highway 2 in Spruce and utilized the parking at the elementary school, we can offer a shuttle up to Mountain High or something like that, and it should unblock some of the cars and people going that way up the hill. Maybe even charge, possibly, to make up some revenue.
I asked about parking at the elementary school on Thursday, and the principal mentioned that the only parking that they really have and would be open to the public is the one off of Spruce. And that's, like, not very many cars, 20 cars maybe.
I was thinking perhaps a combination of the available spots. The one off Spruce has 30 spots, but we could also take advantage of the community center parking and perhaps one of the other bigger lots by the Mountain Hardware or Jensen and have shuttle stops picking up people on the way up Highway 2.
I think our bigger issue there is more snowplayers, not necessarily Mountain High people. So I wonder if you can work that in a way that would appeal to snowplayers, if we had a designated snowplay area further up the mountain or something.
Oh, further down.
Or down. Remember your mom?
Yeah.
Is there a good location along Highway 2 that we can offer snowplayers?
The challenge there is that it's public land. Lori's going to try and hear your face. it's a huge liability for us to, like, designate a safe play area because we would be liable for anything that happens there. And with public land, we can't put up porta potties there or really even trash dumpsters or anything. So that's just more of a logistics thing.
Does Mountain High have a authorized location somewhere that would be under their liability and not ours?
We can ask. Do you have Mountain High on here?
He's on the chat because he doesn't have a mic or a video.
Agree on snowplay issue. Mountain High has restricted ticket sales and has adequate parking to accommodate preschool tickets. Yeah, I agree. It's not necessarily Mountain High that's clogging up the highway. It's more of the snowplayers, and especially with, like, I mentioned in the last meeting, I got stuck on the top of Lone Pine for 20 minutes because the minivan is trying to park in the snow. And people just panic. They panic. They see an area to claim the snow, and they have to get that spot, and it's usually not safe, especially at the top of Lone Pine. It's the big one now, I don't know why, through the S turns. And so I do think that we could do a larger communications campaign around it, and I mentioned that at the board meeting, is just to notify, like, hey, here's the situation we got. We're going up here, and it, we have limited porta potties. We have limited trash cans. Please bring a trash bag and take the trash home with you and explain that, you know, you can't park on the highway and really target those communities that would be coming up and using our land. I think that would be pretty effective, at least worth a shot. That was one of our ideas. Another one of our ideas was, again, with the revenue thing, was to charge for parking. And I mentioned on the Thursday meeting, my grandma's here too, are you, grandma? Oh, hello. That I brought it up to my dear old grandma, and she laughed me out my own house, saying that we couldn't charge for parking in town because people like to move from spot to spot. But I think that maybe $5 a parking spot or something, and they can stay there for an hour or two. I think that I would pay $20 to park somewhere after I just got in a car for 20 minutes. She thinks no because of the residents pointing at you. So that was just one of the other, like, ideas to get your guys' minds brainstorming in the revenue sense. I think that could be an asset there. And then that plays into our ability to handle the trash situation more. There's that holiday weekend, January 1st, and we got a storm, and nobody was in school and work, and we got all those people, and we did not have enough trash cans and dumpsters, and people, unfortunately, just decided to leave their belongings in there. So one of the ideas was to work with the businesses and provide just little trash bags. And I talked to the Mountain Hardware, who already does it, and they said that they don't even give anybody a choice. Like, when you buy something, you check out, here's your trash bag and keep your trash with you. And I think that if people have that in their car with them, they're a lot more likely either to take it home in that bag or to at least put that bag somewhere. So then we're not sitting forever trying to pick it up. Going back to the whole issue of budget, we don't have endless staff trying to go pick up trash everywhere. And during our business meeting, Colette at the flower store, she mentioned that there used to be a dumpster downtown, in the middle of downtown, and it's not there. So now people don't have a dumpster. Tucker's calling me.
He's calling Lori.
I'm sorry. That's my Lori.
Oh, different way. Okay. Yeah. So we're thinking of all these ideas, different revenue streams that we can use to solve the problem, because another one of the main ideas coming from all these meetings is because you guys are so generous and awesome, and we have the best little town in the world, obviously. And one of the ideas is to just do donations, which totally would work probably this winter, but I would like to push everybody to think beyond that, because again, we live in the mountains, it's going to happen, and I'd love to see us be able to take care of ourselves and not rely on somebody to provide a quarter line every year, which would be a bummer. The gas station did the same, might be helpful. Yeah, they've been super helpful with the whole porta potty issue too. The gas station is one of those businesses that legally have to provide a restroom. And so they were just at a loss with that weekend and not being able to handle the influx of people and having to lock the porta potty because there was no more space in them. But since then, we have, I think, remedied it a lot, that's the word. The hardware store got two more porta potties. Lori, we got
four.
Do you have six? Do you have 10 now?
We have 10.
We have 10 now, and we are servicing those twice a week if needed, and so will the hardware store. So I think that that already is a big change there, but partnering with the businesses to either have them put a porta potty in front of their business, and then giving the visitors a map of here's all the restaurants throughout town, go visit our little stores and whatnot. It brings businesses through town and will reduce the burden of the porta potties in our little area. So Tanya says, who is ultimately responsible for public safety in Wrightwood? Accountable for public safety. That will be San Bernardino County Sheriff in the sheriff's jurisdiction. We do have a highway going through town, and so a highway is CHP. So CHP is ultimately responsible for all of Highway 2, and then county sheriff is responsible for the town. And in terms of roads, county public works is in charge of roads in the town, and Caltrans is in charge of Highway 2. So we got a lot of different jurisdictions. And then you have the LA County side, which is serviced by LA County deputies, but our deputies respond because if somebody needs help, they're going to respond. And then beyond that is Forest Service, and they have the ability to ticket. And another one of the tricky little jurisdictional issues is that our county fire, who is responsible for 10, cannot issue a ticket or a citation for a barbecue or warming fire. That has to be done through the Forest Service. And the Forest Service doesn't staff any kind of proactive patrol on snowplow weekends or anything. And so we just had a situation last weekend, I think. There are visitors to town that had a big old bonfire in the back of the Wrightwood Inn, behind Mountain Hardware and Wrightwood Inn, right next to that mountain. And our residents called 911. Obviously, the fire department showed up, put out the fire, I guess, and couldn't do anything about it. So they picked up barbecue, went down the highway, and went to the next turnoff and started the barbecue again, and the whole fire bonded thing, and then left for trash and left. So we have a lot of jurisdictional issues, I think, which is the whole point of our meeting on Tuesday, is to meet with all of them and mention our challenges and see what kind of solutions we can come to.
Ben Smith had a chat with everyone that says snowflake traffic has been a very long issue, but one thing that exasperated this weekend as well was roads with either dirt detours or closed during this time. N4 Largo Vista, Lone Pine Bridge Project, basically two of the three routes had issues, which is, you know, I'm sure tagged to it. Also, Donnie put in, we can't get a permanent sheriff station in town with all of these visitors. Unfortunately, from what I hear from the people that have been here a while, they used to have a sheriff up here, but whether it was budget cuts or phone number calls or whatever, they moved that down, and our closest sheriff station is in Phelan, across from Stater Brother Parker. That's certainly something that we can ask at the Tuesday meeting, but based on what the old-timers have told me, it doesn't sound promising to be able to get a full-time up here.
If we have the funding and the partnership with the Sheriff's Department, and there's a need for it in town, but thankfully, not really, we usually don't have a need for a deputy in town, and the deputy can service Phelan and Wrightwood. Again, if we somehow fix this magical revenue problem, budget problem, we totally could. And that's the cool thing about the CSG, and I think the initial reason that it was created was to provide for our town. Because we used to be just county, unincorporated county, and we just were given whatever the county is given. And now we have this neat opportunity as a community service district to provide for ourselves. And we have to do that through budget and through revenue and through the resources that we're given or partnerships from future things that we ask for. So that's why it's really important for, like, Chuck and I on this committee to bring it to the other partners and see if we can come up with a deal. Because that happens a lot, believe it or not, with public agencies just making a deal. Like, we'll let the deputy use the community building as a substation, and then they can roam around the town. You know, so there's those options. We just have to be proactive. So, yes, that would be awesome. And hopefully,
I'll put on my budget hat right now. Unfortunately, one of the avenues for revenue is assessments to the property tax or use fees to the property tax.
Yes.
And for the 4 years I've been on the CSB, I will work all the time to keep our taxes down and not do use fees, and to try to give what we need to the community based on what we receive and not raise taxes. I know you can't say taxes because that's a two-thirds vote. So what we have created as a government, we call them use fees or assessments. They're basically taxes, but it's a different word, so they get to do it. I would like everybody to come to the February 2nd meeting, because I believe we're going to be talking about creating another power for the CSB, which is snow plowing. Well, it'll all depend. We have a consultant that's working with the county to find out how much money the county would allocate to us to run a snow plow type business, so to speak. But, you know, who knows where that'll go. But the reality is we have limited funds coming in from the taxes. Anything that we want to do, like the Parks and Rec, both Natalie and another resident, Monica Ciccarelli, created the softball, the flag football, all of those types of things by doing some registrations with the people that were participating. And it not only covered the expenses for those things, but it also covered our Parks and Rec coordinator's position also. And there's actually a couple bucks left over to go into the general fund. So there's ways to create it without throwing the entire community to fund assessments or use fees. which, you know, I was happy to hear that the businesses would be willing to donate. I was happy to hear the school talked about that. I know that there was a lot of money raised for the Christmas tree, so I'm not opposed to that. I think Sadie's got some great ideas as far as stuff like that happening. But just know, I am totally against the assessments and user fees. Unless we had a major disaster, we didn't have any other choice. But if we can create, revenue, we have a gentleman who is actually his job for St. Mary's Medical Center that does grants and also does raises awareness for donations and things like that, that has been willing to work with us on his own time. I know we have a grant in the process right now. We have another subcommittee that's going to be getting us a report, hopefully on February 2nd meeting. As far as we have $181,000 from the state for a Parks and Rec grant on what we want to spend that on. There's a couple different proposals, and we'll get there because they held meetings themselves with the public, and they'll give us their rundown and recommendation as far as how they think the board should go and what the board should vote on. So there's a lot of things in the background that are going on, and with our new board member, who is, I believe, knows a little bit about communication, is what I saw in the bio with Bob Holmes' department and the Caltrans and that type of thing. Maybe we can improve our communication to the citizens of our village and be able to do a little bit more things and get more people involved. But anyway, that's my spiel. The election already came through, so I'm not running for anything right now. But I just wanted to let you know where I stand on those type of things. Hey.
That's why we want you to check. Always thinking heads of my day. And I think, especially with stuff like this, I'm not pushing green tax increase by any measure. I'm just hoping we can think of alternative ideas for $1 million. Like the TFC of Allendale, is it? They created their thrift shop and had a huge revenue and budget from that. We can think of anything here, and I think the easiest to go to is parking. Sorry, Grandma. I don't think it needs to go to tax or CSS. I think that we're a very savvy little town and can think of something. So let's go back. Who has comments? Starting with Robin. Is there a place to sign up for emails? Lori, do you send the emails for the meeting?
I was going to say, if you give me just like a couple of seconds, I would have finished typing.
So for those who are not looking in the chat, you can see that Lori just sent a message that you can sign up for emails on rightwoodtsd.org to be notified when something new is posted. With these types of special meetings, it's required a 24-hour notice ahead of time with the posted agenda. So it's pretty quick turnaround because we're trying to make things happen very quickly. So make sure you sign up for those emails and stay up to date with everything. And Ben Smith says, is there a chance to get on to subcommittee regarding winter travel traffic signing up? Yes, Chuck and I were definitely brainstorming about that, and we're hoping to get the property owners and business owners and all the key players here onto like a commission or something. That way we can use your resources and brains and ideas and have you have some skin in the game there. So we are totally brainstorming that, so I'm sure that'll be one of the solutions on the February 2nd meeting. And
Sadie, just so you know, I've already run into that with our attorney, Steve Kennedy, and then this would be for you too. Actually, what word we can actually use. what I love, Ben, and the property owners and other people on it, whether we can say there's a committee, I'm not really sure. I prefer to get Steve's okay.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there's a lot of different requirements that I know I'm personally not aware of. Ben, I would love to see you at the meeting on the 19th. It's 2 p.m. on Tuesday. That's the one with the agencies. I know Randy from the property owners and Pam from the property owners are aware of that. I think it would be great. And the other thing with Hellendale, just so you know, our budget, our revenue budget is $460,000 a year. Hellendale's is, do you know the number offhand, Lori? I know
it's in the millions. It's in the millions.
$14 million because they also have the water district. Phelan's around $10 million because they have the water district. Our total revenue from the county is $460,000. So, a little bit different when we compare the different.
But I will say that I have talked to Kimberly Cox down in Hellendale about their thrift store.
That's great.
That thing is amazing. And if we could find a piece of property to have that, I would be totally behind it.
So would I. That's the key. There's an old church on Highway 2, not old, but it's up for sale. I believe that's the Sunrise Church. And what do they have it? It's only like $1.4 million, so we could take that out of petty cash and buy it. Create a thrift store.
Well, you know, we could also get like a donation of a building. It doesn't have to be a $1 million building.
No, that'd be great. Are you offering your home, Lori?
My husband would kill me, no.
I'm sorry. We need to let the people talk.
Barbara, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself.
In regards to a building, what's flashed into my mind is the big antique store, now empty.
That'd be great. Right now, I think the owner is renting it to the water department for their equipment to just sit there. I know the previous owner was had an antique business, and if you can negotiate with the owner, that'd be great. I don't think it's going to be donated, though, but I could be wrong. It's Mr. Hahn. He's the gentleman that owns the, although I think he signed that over to his daughter. But he's the, that's the family that owns that, no, they own the antique store. I'm talking about on Highway 2, they have the,
Yeah, okay. Maybe they would let us rent it during the winter months when you need that revenue.
Yeah, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying that's the gentleman, and I think he signed it over to his daughter, though. But right now they're renting it to the water company to stage their, you know, pipes and gravel and stuff. You can see it in their backyard. But that'd be great. That's a good idea, Barbara.
Barbara, do you have another comment? You can unmute yourself. I see your hand raised again. Or still maybe you want. Okay. No, put your hand down. Gary Albert, do you have a question or comment? Your hand is raised.
No. Not sure how to disable that.
Your hand. Gotcha. Anybody else have any ideas or comments or anything? We got, we're doing pretty good on time. We have about 15 minutes.
Well, I'd like to also second the idea of a community consignment store. I think that would be very interesting. especially if the community donated clothing and goods to be sold there.
Yeah.
It could be ran as a nonprofit with the extra revenue put back into the community. I feel that people are pretty generous in town, and they'd be willing to provide quality goods. I think it's an excellent idea.
And then we can buy more porta potties, huh, Lori?
I suppose. I'm going to run out of room.
Garrett, I agree with you. I think it would be, if we could pull it off. And I do believe the community would help donate stuff to it for us to turn around and sell. I think it would be super. It's a matter of getting the parties together and willing to do it. I know we had Alex Peterson at one time doing chemo-wise. It was donations for chemotherapy. And they used a lot of donated clothing and that type of thing. She would certainly be someone I would recommend to talk to about the feasibility and what she went through with her nonprofit in getting that, because she did get a lot of donations for clothes and that type of thing for chemo-wise. So that would be a good resource if the board wants to go in that direction.
I think the community as a whole might also purchase from the consignment store. They have a very thrifty mindset with the garage sale weekends that happen every year. And I'm sure treasure hunting in one of these stores would be quite the privilege and bring in some business from the surrounding communities as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a good idea.
Or even incorporate it with our farmer's market on Fridays or something. Do a portion of the community building with consignment items. Adoption, definitely wrote that down and we will look into that. Anything else from anybody? Don't want to keep you all if you don't have anything else. Chuck, any final words?
No, just I appreciate you guys spending your Saturday morning with us. I think there were some good points brought up. I look forward to seeing what Sadie and I present to the board on February 2nd, and we'll go further there. And again, I believe anybody that wants to can join the meeting on Tuesday, along with the agencies. And since Sadie is running the meeting, she has the master keys. She can always, mute anybody that she feels.
I'm just worried about operational information from the law enforcement or fire, and don't want that.
Okay. One of the last points I'll make, because this came up in the meeting on Thursday, was there was the sheriff had mentioned that they had written like over 450 tickets during that major snow thing. And if you're talking $150 a ticket, you're looking at over $65,000 that would have been taken in. What I would like to see is, and I don't know, I have no clue where that money goes.
This is in process.
I'm sorry?
That request is in process.
Oh, okay. So what we were talking about that came up on Thursday was somebody had mentioned, why don't we see if we can get a piece of that and use that money to pay for the overtime of a CHP officer and a sheriff's officer so we get more law enforcement up here when it does snow. Because I don't care, we had pretty good snow the last time. And it doesn't take more than a dusting before that Highway 2 gets backed up. Because Ben and his group will make snow. If people down below see a little white stuff on top, they're coming up. And they want to play. So if we could get additional law enforcement, that would be wonderful. But as Lori just said, thank you, Lori. They're looking into it to see how we could create some additional revenue that way to pay for police and sheriff. Okay, that's all I got, Sadie.
Barbara, have her hand raised again.
Okay.
Two things. There's supposed to be another storm coming Tuesday, perhaps. We might keep our eye on that and stay aware. And the other thing is, my understanding that if you want to use the parking lot at the community building for anything, there's a fee for it. Well, if there's some nonprofit that could provide their insurance information and run a paid parking area, you could scrape together a few dollars.
Well, other than the farmer's market, which rents the parking lot from the CSD, I'm not aware of any people charging for use of that parking lot. The CSD owns it. It was deeded over to us by the county when the CSD became viable. And to my knowledge, the only people we charged are the people that are using it, like the farmer's market, not just parking.
She has a good point, though, that we could charge for parking there and use that revenue to provide services. So that is an avenue.
There you go, Sandy, with your parking.
I'm not going to give up. I'm keeping my room
open. That's right. We'll put you at the front of the entrance of the...
And I'll be the one who
can you can take the money. How's that?
I know. Linda Mackin raised her hand, but she doesn't know how. So, Linda, I'm going to ask you to unmute. You have to unmute yourself.
Okay.
There you go.
Two things. There is a history of a thrift store in town. Years and years ago, there used to be a woman's organization that had a thrift store. It was located in the alleyway between the Raccoon Saloon and the Hare in the Woods. It was a back room that they supported their group. And my point is, it doesn't have to be a large building. To be productive. It could be a smaller place, but it would have to be... the only problem I recall that they had was they didn't want people dropping off things at the door when they were not open. So there are issues with that, but it was very successful for that civic women's group at the time. So there is precedent on that happening.
Do you know the money that they got? What was the revenue for that?
I do not know because I wasn't personally involved with it. The second thing, is there any way of revenue during Mountaineer Days in the summertime that the CSD could set up to generate some kind of income, take advantage of events, car show, the Mountaineer Days or something that could possibly raise revenue.
Great idea. We'd have to work with the chamber because they're the ones that put those two events on.
Yeah, good idea. We can bring the chat to you. He's been fundraising in another event. We do have very well attended events throughout the year, so I think that would be a great partnership between the chamber and us. We just have to find something to sell. So maybe you can come and dance for everybody, Linda Mackin, or no? Yeah. Gotta find a way. Maybe not talk with a manager or something.
For CSD memorabilia, hats and t-shirts and polo shirts.
I can think so.
You really think there's a market for CSD hats?
Oh, of course there is.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands, nothing in the chat, so we'll go ahead and end the meeting. Thank you guys for this productive meeting this morning. It's helpful to have the community input and some different mindsets other than what Chuck and I have, so we can...
And Tony, Tony, don't speak that often during the meetings. Come on.
Okay. Jeez. Oh, he speaks.
There he goes. All right. Hey, thank you all for joining us.
That's my idea.
What is it?
My idea is to do a ski swap like they used to do at the elementary school. recycle. People bring in their old ski equipment, sell it. Donate your old ski equipment, sell it. You can do your one day event.
Awesome.
Good
idea.
Right
on. I think the school still does the ski swap, but you can tailor it to adults instead of just kids, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope we got some good ideas to give to the full board. And again, we got one more on Tuesday the 19th at 2 p.m. Thank you all for joining us and your